There are personalities that are selfish and hostile and negative, but even in these cases we cannot fully know the reasons why. These are hidden from view. That does not mean that we cannot recognize negativity when we see it, but we cannot judge it. That is not our place. If we intervene in an argument or break up a fight, it is not appropriate that we judge the participants. Of one thing we can be certain. A person who is engaging in violence is hurting deeply, because a healthy and balanced soul is incapable of harming another. When we judge, we create negative karma. Judgment is a function of the personality. When we say of another soul, "She is worthy," or "He is not worthy," we create negative karma. When we say of an action, "That is right," or "That is wrong," we create negative karma. This does not mean that we should not act appropriately to the circumstance in which we find ourselves. If our car is hit by another car, for example, and the driver of the other car is drunk, it is appropriate that the other driver be held responsible, through the courts, for the repair of our car. It is appropriate that he or she be prohibited from driving while intoxicated. It is not appropriate that we allow our actions to be motivated by feelings of indignation, righteousness, or victimization. These feelings are the results of judgments that we make about ourselves and the other person, assessments through which we see ourselves as superior to another being. If we act upon these feelings, not only do we increase the karmic obligations of our soul, but we also are not able to enter into these feelings and learn from them. Feelings, as we shall see, are the means through which we can discern the parts of itself that the soul seeks to heal and through which we come to see the action of the soul in physical matter. The road to your soul is through your heart. If we are to engage the viewpoint of the soul, we must cease from judging. Even those events that appear to be unfathomable, such as the cruelty of an Inquisition or a Holocaust, the death of an infant, the prolonged agony of a death by cancer, or a life confined to a bed. We do not know what is being healed in these sufferings, or the details of the energetic circumstance that is coming into balance. It is appropriate that we allow ourselves to feel the compassion that such circumstances call forth in us and to act upon it. But if we allow ourselves to judge these events and those who participate in them, we create negative karma that must be balanced, and we, ourselves, will be among those souls that choose to participate in circumstances that are necessary to that balancing. If we do not judge, how can there be justice?